Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. There is a lot of great activity and events happening at ACVA. And more specifically, I want to know some of the research that's happening. We want to thank our friends at Antech for sponsoring this great conversation. And we have our wonderful colleague, Dr. Michelle Evison, in the house. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here, Adam. And like you, I'm super pumped about what's going to be at ACVIM this year.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to chat a little bit about as well. And some of the abstracts, because I know there's so many that come through. So to our listeners, some information about our wonderful friend, Michelle. She serves as the Global Director of Veterinary Clinical Education for Antech Diagnostics. She has worked in general practice, academia, specialty clinical practice, and in animal health industry. Michelle has published on numerous infectious diseases, antimicrobial stewardship, nutrition, spectrum of care, veterinary and pet owner education related topics. She keeps busy and humble with two teenage daughters, one husband, multiple four-legged creatures, and numerous imperfect projects in various stages of completion on her farm in Prince Edward Island in Canada. Wait, can you tell us a little bit about one of the projects you got going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're working on the barn because we, as of not that long ago, we have four horses instead of two. And so we had to expand and add in a couple stalls. And part of the reason for that is because spring is taking its time coming to my part of the world, and it is cold out there.
Yeah, yes. Oh, that's awesome. Such a great project too. Amazing. All right, so word on the street is that there were quite a few abstracts accepted from Antech at this year's ACVIM forum, but how in the world did so many abstracts end up being accepted from Antech? And what does that process look like for those that don't really know what goes on behind the scenes there?
Well, thanks, Adam, for asking. Great question. And I never used to know either, right? And so full disclosure, I'm a small animal internal medicine specialist, as you know. And so ACVIM, or the American College of Veterinary Internal Medicine, is actually my college. And so I may seem a bit biased, but hopefully in a good way. And it's really fun to share some background on how research moves through ACVIM and sort of makes it from submission to actually being presented on the stage or in poster format. And so every January, a call is put out by the college for research submissions to roll in, and all of the experts and leaders in the various fields of veterinary medicine submit abstracts. And these are intended to provide like a little snapshot view, as well as some data of what they and their research teams have been working on. And that's folks in academia, in private practice, as well as others like Antech in industry have been working on. And then a panel of quite impressive ACVIM diplomats in their specific topic areas, like infectious disease or endocrinology, for example, goes through these and uses a standardized process to review the research submissions and then makes selections on what's actually presented at the forum and what isn't. And also, if it does move through to the acceptance stage, in what format it's going to be presented, either in a poster session, which is actually one of my favorite parts because you wander around with the wine and the cheese and you get to talk to the researchers about what innovations are coming and ask all those little questions. And then, of course, the oral presentations where, you know, someone is standing in front of a room and that room and audience can range from in size from 20 up to 400 to 500. And then sometimes those abstracts are selected to move into a longer format, like a research support, and make it all the way into the main sessions track. I'm saying this with love because it is my college, but ACVIM is known to be pretty tough on submissions. And so it's quite an honor to be recognized to move forward. And this year at Antech, we're feeling very pleased and very grateful that ACVIM actually selected every single abstract that we submitted. And so that's something that is a big shout out to the team. And it also translates into us having a very strong presence in the infectious disease disease research tracks, particularly with 11 submitted research abstracts. And even more than that, when we combine the other submissions that were accepted that came in from our collaborators, some of whom are in the Mars family, like VCA, for example. And so, yeah, again, feeling pretty good. And I think that reflects well on the quality of the work that was submitted by the team. And I'm also really pleased to say again that some of our submissions made it into these longer formats. And so shout out to the team. Hard work.
Huge shout out to the team. Congratulations. My gosh, 11 of them too, nonetheless. That's amazing. So, all right. So infectious diseases was a little bit you were teasing out there. So what type of research excites you most from this year's ACVIM forum?
Well, I am an admitted infectious disease junkie and also like One Health. So, you know, we've talked about this before. It's one of those things, it's evolution of your career, right? I went into this, I'll be honest, it wasn't at all about the two-legged animal. I was in it for the four, like most of us, I think, start off as vets, right? But over the course of my career, I've become more and more aware at the role that we play as veterinarians in the realm of One Health. And so that's something that's particularly important to me, along with antimicrobial stewardship. And so from my point of view, one of the most fascinating things about this year's ACVIM and partly why I'm excited to go is there's quite a lot of work on vector-borne disease pathogen screening testing, along with PCR. And part of why I spent a bit of time talking about One Health is because that research is really geared at what veterinary teams do every single day, right? You know, veterinary teams in general practice, they're out there, they're doing their fecal testing, right? And they're also doing their routine screening for heartworm, Borrelia burgdorferi, Lyme, anaplasma, ehrlichiosis, right? We know that we're supposed to be doing that as part of the expert and evidence-based guidelines. And so this year, there's actually practical information on the tests themselves. And that's a great thing to see because we need that information on the toolkits that we use every day so that we can speak with confidence to our pet owners and also just have those conversations within the hospital on what we choose.
Absolutely. So many different conversations to have on what we choose and the why behind the recommendation. And is there one specific piece of research you're most interested in from ACVIM?
You know, it's really hard to choose. I think for me, one of the things that I'm really excited about is a presentation that was submitted from the team. Dr. Christian Lutniger will be presenting on the topic of PCR testing for some of these infectious diseases, vector-borne specifically. And we are launching, and we have launched at this time an updated and an expanded PCR panel that's specifically available to look at genetic material from 21 vector-borne disease pathogens, and also includes a marker for atovaquone resistance, which we know is a concern now in cats for treatment planning for Cytoxazine felis and for dogs for Babesia gibsoni. And so Christian, Dr. Lutniger will be presenting his work on that topic. So this test was designed and executed by his team and we're proud to launch it. And also again, speaking to the practicality by comparing the panel to the one that most of us specialists regard as, I hate to use the term gold standard, but the panel to use when you're looking for evidence of genetic material on these vector-borne diseases, which is NC States. And so he'll be presenting a head-to-head compare at the forum this year. And I'm really excited to see that one because, again, I think that's a truly innovative test.
It really is. You know, when I'm just thinking when you're talking, I was like, if you look at 5 years ago when I was doing PCR testing in practice, we didn't have hardly any of that at all. And look how far we've come. That's really exciting right there.
Well, and that's part of why I like to go to ACVIM every year when I can. Yeah. And hopefully when I'm presenting something that's deemed to be a worthy enough to do so, because you get that range of what's coming, as you said, like even thinking 5 years ago, what we had available at our fingertips for testing, we now we're living that. And so you get to see what's coming down the line. And again, this year, I'm just so pleased because we're also going to have things that are going to be presented for the now, for what vet clinics are doing every single day. And I'm really really excited about that too, because again, spectrum of care is something that I'm really passionate about. And I think we as a profession need to be meeting our pet owners where they are. And I think for those of us in industry and also just as specialists, we also need to be meeting general practice veterinarians where they are with their clients. And we also know that a lot of dogs are not getting screened for these vector-borne diseases like Lyme, Borrelia burgdorferi, Anaplasma, Ehrlichia. When they are getting tested, it's just for heartworm. And so the hope would be that if we bring some of these affordable options forward that have this evidence behind them, we can actually increase how many dogs are getting screened annually and do so in an affordable way and raise the level of health, not just for the individual dog, but also because dogs serve as sentinels for disease risk for their human caregivers, right? And so again, that one health circle again, but in a practical way, I hope.
Absolutely. I mean, you're hitting all the major prongs there. You're talking about spectrum of care and One Health, and of course, like vector-borne diseases. And along those lines, did anything specific come up about vector-borne diseases at ACVM? I mean, we know this is a hot topic this time of year, especially, and obviously, we all want to understand which diagnostic solutions perform the best. So, what anything specific come up?
Yeah, so again, I think the specific things would be the data that's on the test themselves, right? And so, and also head-to-head compares between the available commercial options that are out there. So from Antech, and this is all actually all the abstracts are out on the ACVIM forum site. And so if people are interested and excited like me, you can go and have a look at what else is being presented. And you can see that this year there are head-to-head compares, right? So looking at Antech's Accuplex and comparing that to field data that's been, looked at in the same time and date from CAPC forecast for not forecast, but data from that particular time period, and comparing the Antech Accuplex expanded platform for Anaplasma and Ehrlichia to what CAPC has on their site. So again, a field comparison as well as performance data on Accuplex and also comparing it to a well-known competitor test. Same thing for trūRapid, right? And so again, bringing those options forward from a spectrum of care standpoint. We also heard that veterinary clinics want an in-house diagnostic option and so launched the trūRapid test for exactly that reason. But we also appreciate that when you're doing spectrum of care veterinary medicine, you need evidence. And so there will be research abstracts at the forum specific to the trūRapid, how it works for Borrelia burgdorferi screening, also Anaplasma and Ehrlichia, and again, comparing to a well-known competitor. So veterinary clinics have that information when they're making their test choices.
Excellent. Great information out there. And finally, I'd love to ask about the education tracks at ACVIM. Fun fact, I have never, just my schedule, I've never attended ACVIM. And now you're making me want to go. And so there's some pretty exciting things happening this year. So, sell it to me. Where should I go?
And you should. And I, it's really,
I
it's
know.
kind of an interesting thing. We've sort of been talking about over time. And I think one of the things that ACVIM has done really well is make the forum accessible for everyone. No matter what type of veterinarian you are, there's something for everyone there. It's no longer just a, this is just for the internist type of conference. And I think that's particularly true when it comes to the education tracks. And I'm feeling, I remember last time we chatted, Adam, I will never live it down in my family because you referred to me as the Taylor Swift of VMX. And so my teenagers tease me about this constantly. And I'm a little concerned you may call me that again as soon as I finish telling you what we have at ACVIM, because I'm so pleased that we have such a well-rounded show up there. So we've got Dr. Holly Brown. She'll be presenting on complete blood counts, walking through cytograms, scattergrams, and also talking about urine. So again, that maximizing the minimum database for specialists, but also general practitioners. And then she and Jessica Wilson Hess will also be speaking in the technician track. So again, very well-rounded. Pablo Jimenez Castro, ACVIM has a Spanish track this year. And so Pablo will be presenting in that track on hookworm resistance. And so again, rounding that that out there. And then myself, Dr. Christian Leutnegger, and Dr. Mike Lappin will be giving two talks at the forum, both infectious disease, one on GI parasites of emerging One Health importance to raise awareness around some of these parasites, and then the other on dogs and cats serving as sentinels for disease risk for their human caregivers. So again, really excited to bring that big education along with the research. And so I'm hoping we'll have the whole package this year, and I'm pretty excited to see how it plays out. Did I
Yeah,
sell
no,
it?
I mean, you got the rock stars. Yeah, that's so, so you're essentially the Cowboy Carter tour now because Beyonce is on tour. So I guess I'm going to have to make the decision to go to Beyonce versus ACVIM. And I think this one's going to be for the win because you close it out with Mike Lappin. So
I'm so thrilled to have him as a collaborator, right? It's always like such a, I feel like a fangirl. And I said that to him when he was speaking with us at Western. I was like, you know, being up here with one of your veterinary heroes, like it really, again, we'll use that full circle analogy again.
Yeah, definitely. He's a wonderful guy. He's actually our keynote speaker coming up in our Fetch Long Beach conference. So we're honored to have him join us as well. So excellent stuff.
Well done.
Well, yeah, no, thank you. Michelle, thank you so much for all this great information, wonderful content. Have a great time at ACVIM. I hope to catch you there. And thanks for sharing all this expertise with us.
Thanks for having me, Adam. It's always a treat.
Always, always good to have you on. And thank you to our friends at Antech for sponsoring this conversation. Don't forget to check them out online as well. And if you want to learn more, please visit ACVIM. We partner with them here, Alive DVM360. They provide such great content for us. So thank you. Big shout out to ACVIM for all the great work that you do for our colleagues and for the profession. And most importantly, for our animals and our patients out there. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to rate it as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.